This Do Lectures episode features member experience lead of Hub Australia and founder of School of Space, Jan Stewart, recorded live at the global event in Victoria, Australia in 2014.
My talk today is on doing the inner work in order to do the outer work. And so I thought that we could start with a minute of quiet. So if you could all please close your eyes. Sit up nice and tall. And bring your awareness to your breathing. Take a deep breath in and out. And bring your awareness again to your breath. We're just going to sit for a minute. If you see your attention moving to your thoughts or feelings, just gently bring it back to the breathing. Okay, please bring your awareness back to breathing. Take one more deep breath in and out. And open your eyes. Okay, so first of all, I just want to say that my talk has definitely been crowdsourced with my dear friends. And I have to attribute that opening line to Eddie Harron. Thank you, Eddie. Okay, so... Yeah, my journey has definitely been one on searching for inner peace. And then I feel that I did find what I was looking for. And then I feel that that has served me to serve in the world and do my outer work. So I was born in Melbourne, raised in the 60s and 70s. Grew up in a not very happy household. My dad was an alcoholic. I was a very feisty young girl. My dad was always trying to squash my spirit, so I was quite rebellious. I was always looking for ways to release my spirit, and one of them was in dance. I studied ballet from the age of 6 to 12. I loved ballet, I loved dance. I felt like it got me in touch with a subtle dimension. However, at the age of 12, my mum decided that it was going to be too tough to live the life of a ballerina, so she pulled me out of ballet school. That was a bit of a shock to me, so I've always been a person where I tend to throw myself into things. So then I threw myself into my academic studies. In the last year of my schooling, I came across this book called Voss by Patrick White, and I don't know how many of you have read Voss. But it's about a metaphysical relationship between the two main characters, where the two characters communicate in visions. And I was just so spellbound by this. Pretty much everybody, almost everybody, told me not to study the book because they said it was going to be too difficult. But I had one teacher who believed in me, and she encouraged me to study the book. And I did study the book. I sat the exam. I got an A, and I felt very victorious. At the end of my schooling, I left home as soon as I could because my dad was such a tyrant. I went to teachers' college, but I wasn't clear on my life direction. I wasn't happy in teachers' college. I was studying to become a teacher. And back in the late 70s, the way that they used to discipline children was pretty severe. And it just reminded me of my oppressive upbringing. So I ended up leaving after a couple of years. I moved to Adelaide, and I was a bit wild in my 20s. One night I jumped over a fence and sprained my ankle, and I loved dancing so much, I needed to keep doing some type of physical movement, but I couldn't dance, and so that's when I found yoga. And I feel like yoga was the beginning of a whole new world for me. It was a lifeline out of my crazy childhood and into a life of sanity. Also growing up in the 70s, there was something called the White Australia Policy, which I could never relate to. So just all in all, I never really felt like I could relate to living in Australia. So I'll tell you more about this story over dinner, but I decided to buy a round the world ticket, and first stop was New York City, and I happened to be dressed as a Pyrrho clown when I flew to America. always wanting to be the free spirit. I landed in New York. I went straight to a bar on Avenue A, and I remember walking into the bar and just seeing people of all different nationalities, and I just felt, oh my God, I'm finally at home. And I felt that I could really be myself in New York, and I also felt like many people felt like they could be themselves in New York. New York felt to me like it was the city of the world. It didn't even really feel like it was in America. So because I loved New York so much, I ended up living in America for the next 25 years. I, at the end of my 20s, I'd been studying yoga by then for about 10 years, and I felt like it had helped me so much that I decided to become a yoga teacher. I moved into a yoga school on West 13th Street. I was living and working in that community. I was heading up the customer service department. I was also overseeing all the classes. I met my husband-to-be there, a Russian man named Boris. And it seemed as though I had it all. You know, beautiful husband, beautiful apartment, beautiful job, serving society by helping people to be physically well. But I remember sitting at my kitchen table one day and just thinking, this is not it. There's like something missing. And I realized that I had thought I could find it, I could find happiness on the outside, but I realized that what I was looking for was actually on the inside. So I started to apply myself much more to my yoga meditation, except I didn't really understand what I was doing with meditation. It just seemed like too subtle. I just didn't get it. So I realized that the teacher I was studying with, I needed to find a new teacher. So I did find another teacher, a young American man, also in New York City, and he was definitely demystifying enlightenment. So I ended up moving into his community in the Berkshire Mountains in Massachusetts, and ended up studying with him for about 10 years. It was quite an intensive environment. We were meditating 2 to 3 hours a day, all day Sunday in silence. We'd do 2 10-day retreats a year. Also in silence, we've been meditating from 4 o'clock in the morning until 10 o'clock at night. Also, one of the things that we were doing, because we were really sort of pushing the edge in many ways, you'd push yourself and then you'd sort of get to see your ego when you sort of push yourself to the edge. I really enjoyed the work. One time, I accidentally ran a marathon with no training. And this is some of the sort of the realms that we would push ourselves into, which was quite extraordinary. We were also working on developing a chaotic environment, trying to find this sweet spot between chaos and order, where innovation and creativity occur. And this was very satisfying work. Often when I used to oversee the 10-day retreats, we would definitely move into this sweet spot, and it started to give me a vision for how humanity could work together and live together. After about 10 years of studying with this teacher, I ended up doing my final 10-day retreat in Montserrat, Spain, and I found what I was looking for. I had a 10-day experience of the truth of oneness, very, very deep experience. And also not just around inner liberation, also in relationship to collective intelligence. And again, I really saw this potential for humanity. So after my experience with this, I really felt compelled to bring what I had learned and quite a few of us had experienced into the world. I encouraged our group to move closer to New York City because I felt it was really time to apply what we had learned, but the group didn't want to go. They felt that they had to keep refining the work, but I felt that it was time. So I did move. I ended up coming back to Melbourne and spent 2 years working in a corporate environment, which was a bit of a shock to the system after my last 20 years of living in community. However, I did learn a lot. I mean, it was a pretty oppressive environment again. Remember at one point I tried to start a Yammer network and they shut it down. However, I did learn a lot. And after starting working with these guys, I met Brad Krauskopf. And that's when it all finally came together. I feel like what I had been sort of intuiting in America started to come into reality in the work with Hub Melbourne and Hub Australia, really going from pure to applied. So Brad Krauskopf was looking to start Hub Melbourne, which is a collaborative, cross-sector, cross-generational co-working space. A lot of co-working spaces work more on niche, but we were really going for diversity. And I was very inspired by Brad's vision and the fact that he was taking a big financial risk to follow his vision. Brad also came to see me about meditation, and I really felt that combination with Brad's vision and my experience with meditation that we could really do something together. So I started working with Hub Melbourne just a month before it started. And we also have been working on developing this chaotic environment. So definitely say Brad tends more to the chaotic side and I probably tend more to the order side. And together, I really think we have been quite successful in Hub Melbourne in developing this chaotic sweet spot. A lot of the entrepreneurs that come into the space, they just come in, you know, one person, one idea, and then with the innovation and creativity that occurs in the space, you know, often they'll end up with a flourishing team and a, you know, sustainable business. So because we've been successful with Hub Melbourne, we then started Hub Sydney last year. The City of Sydney wanted to support us, so we started Hub Sydney in a City of Sydney building in Darlinghurst last June. And we also have started Hub Adelaide. The South Australian government were looking to start a collaborative workspace. They went and visited lots of different places. But it wasn't until they walked into Hub Melbourne, foot in the door, I remember Georgina saying, this is it. It's the culture, it's the vibe. Plus we had a viable business model. So they gave us the seed funding to start Hub Adelaide, and we started Hub Adelaide in September of last year. And Caroline, who is here, she was both the Hub Activator and co-founder for both Sydney and Adelaide. Last year, I also came across something called B Corporation. B Corporation is a certification and impact assessment where you measure your financial, your environmental, and your social metrics. When I saw this, I'm like, we got to become a B Corp. So I really pushed for it, and we became the fourth B Corp in Australia. There's about 1,000 globally, which is incredible, but it's really early days for Australia, and I encourage everybody to become a B Corp. Last year also, because we were growing the business very quickly, and I could start to feel that we were moving out of the chaotic sweet spot into the chaotic realm. So I'm like, I've got to do something about this. So I started something called School of Space, which I'm now doing with Ross Hill, who is also here. I started teaching meditation for entrepreneurs, and that has grown now. We now do meditation, Reiki, Qigong, and Alexander technique. And they're also doing other things, yoga meditation in Hub Sydney and Hub Adelaide as well. And this is just a great opportunity for the entrepreneurs to, you know, take a break, get reconnected, get refreshed, and then go back to their entrepreneurial ventures. So Hub Australia now is the largest co-working community in Australia. There's just some amazing businesses working out of Hub Australia. We also have Do Lectures is one of our members, and also School of Life, who is also here. Also Possible, which is Australia's largest crowdfunding platform. International Detention Coalition, which is working to end child detention in the world. Illumination Solar, who are bringing solar lights to places like Tanzania, the Philippines and Arnhem Land. School for Social Entrepreneurs, who are in Melbourne and Sydney and hopefully soon to be in Adelaide. Pollinizer, who's Australia's first incubator. They're doing something called Startup Science now. They're based out of Hub Sydney. And the Adelaide City Council and South Australia Government are both based out of Hub Adelaide, which is amazing. And then very recently, so we started Hub 3 years ago, and then now we're starting to see collaborative workspaces being developed in corporate environments and educational environments. So Caroline, who now works with another arm of the business called CoActivate, she and Brad consulted to NAB, which is one of Australia's largest banks, and they have a collaborative workspace called The Village. And then Foundation for Young Australians, who are also, they're a founding member of Hub. They're also developing their own collaborative workspace. And they've both employed hosts, which is the role that I have been doing for the last 3 years. So they both asked to meet with me to ask me, you know, how do you, hold the space for a collaborative workspace? And I do have to say that I feel like my experience with the yoga, the meditation, and the customer service has all really come together and has really helped me develop the skill to basically be able to hold the space for diversity. And so I think that we're just going to see this more and more that, people training around meditation and yoga to help them hold the space for diversity. So, coming full circle, back to the quiet again, I do really believe, I just think it's a very exciting time to be alive on the planet. I mean, when I was doing yoga meditation, started 30 years ago, everybody thought I was crazy. And finally, I'm really starting to see a lot of people starting to do meditation. I just feel like our world is moving in an incredible direction. We're getting more and more connected through the internet. But with getting more and more connected, our lives are more complex. We've got more connections, more information. So I think as we're being drawn to expand on the outside, we also need to expand on the inside. And I think this is our natural human evolution. And I think as we continue to do both, we're going to be fine. But we do need, I do believe we do need to do the inner work, because in doing the inner work, you develop resilience, strength, compassion, and if you go deep enough, you get to experience the truth of oneness. And after you've experienced the truth of oneness, you're just never quite the same again. So I thought we could end with another minute of quiet. So if you'd all like to close your eyes again. Take a deep breath in and out. Please bring your awareness back to your breathing. Take a deep breath in and out and open your eyes. And thank you very much.
The Do Lectures is here to share stories of remarkable people in the hope they will inspire you to go and do amazing things too. There are over 300 talks to listen to, or if you prefer, watch on our website, thedolectures.com. Hit the subscribe button on your favourite podcast platform to get the latest episodes when they come out. For our weekly curation of wonder and optimism, sign up to our newsletter by visiting thedolectures.com/newsletter.